I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Americans are not used to seeing unfiltered images of war. For many years, we couldn't even see pictures of the caskets that held the remains of fallen servicemen and women when they returned home. Just recently, though, we've been swung almost to the opposite extreme after ISIS militants in Syria posted gruesome videos showing the beheading of two American journalists. Nobody could ever be comfortable seeing images like those. But perhaps our shock upon seeing those videos was all the greater because we've been purposely sheltering ourselves from uncomfortable images. Reporter Peter Moss with The Intercept thinks it's important for Americans to see their dead. He remembers coming to that conclusion during the Iraq War when he flew out of Baghdad on a military plane that also carried a dozen caskets.
When the caskets were taken off of the aircraft in Kuwait, there was a very emotional, very strong process with soldiers who marched in perfect order and with white gloves and very respectfully handled these caskets and saluted and took them off the aircraft. And I took pictures of this while this was going on. And the moment that this ceremony was over, everybody on the plane was put onto a bus. And then just as the bus's doors were closing, a military policeman stepped on board and said, somebody was taking pictures. Who was that? And actually, there had been a soldier who was taking pictures, and she raised her hand. And so the MP took her camera and deleted the photos. And then he left, and then he came back on the bus and said, somebody else was taking pictures. And that was me, because I had taken out my camera during this ceremony and taken pictures. And so I raised my hand. He had me. And he took my camera, and he deleted the photos, and then gave the camera back to me. And that frustrated me immensely, because I thought this wasn't gore even. This was actually an incredibly dignified, important process of returning the dead to their homes. And we couldn't even take pictures of that. And the censorship wasn't just an abstract policy. It was a military policeman seizing my camera and deleting pictures that I think were important pictures that people should not be deprived of seeing.
Of course, we can see those images now, but Peter Moss says that kind of censorship continues to condition how we react to gruesome images, including those ISIS beheading videos. So I asked Peter Moss, how would he like to see America handle images of its casualties?
These images that we're talking about, images of American dead, of American injured, are terrible images that, you know, I've seen, and I've seen, you know, in front of me as opposed to on a website or on a newspaper. You know, these are horrendous images that I wish I didn't have to see, that I wish I hadn't seen, that I wish didn't even occur, that could not be seen, but they are occurring. And they are, in my mind, essential reasons for which war has to be considered very, very deeply before getting into it and before deciding to stay in it. And I think that if you don't see these things, although the imagination can take you far, although the written word can take you far, I think in many cases, however, actually seeing these things has an effect beyond what the imagination can accomplish, beyond what the written word can accomplish, an effect that makes you A, understand a bit more, and B, perhaps react. Now, I can't, however, say that if people saw these images, we would therefore decide on the right policies and make the right decisions. I can't say that, because photographs, imagery of war, these are things that are uncontrollable when you see them. You don't know what reactions individuals will have. You don't know how governments will try to use them. And I've been in enough war zones and enough conflict areas to see photography, to see war imagery abused, to see governments drum up kind of revenge, hysteria, etc. And so a great amount of abuse can happen. A great amount of blowback can happen when these images are published. But I think that we have to take that chance, because we have to give ourselves the chance to see and to hopefully understand as a result of this imagery. And if we don't even give ourselves that chance, then we won't have the hope, perhaps, of getting there in terms of understanding what is going on, what is happening to our loved ones, and whether or not we should be going in this direction.
Peter Moss with The Intercept, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The images we were discussing there are disturbing, no question. But as we remember the 9/11 attacks today, they're as relevant as ever. If you'd like to see the sort of pictures we've been talking about, we have some examples at PRI.org.